And Stacy, Sandy, welcome to both of you this morning. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Great. Tony. Good morning.
Okay, I guess, Sandy, you're going to start things off, right? What's going on the 28th?
Well, on since 2017, the league has been involved in a national effort in community-wide voter registration activities. And the truth is, even as recently as the census in 2020, as many as one in four eligible Americans are not registered to vote. And we aim to change that. So we're trying to encourage anyone who has changed their status, if they've moved, if they've, had some life event that doesn't enable them to vote, for them to get ready to vote and to register. Make sure to register to vote. It's really critical. And without it, people can't vote in municipal elections, which where all the major decisions affecting our life here in Greenwich actually take place.
All right. And Stacy Lowe, why is the Greenwich Association of Realtors involved here?
So we have partnered with the League of Women Voters of Greenwich to help get the word out about about the National Voter Registration Day, which is next week. They've also got a great event upcoming, which I'm sure Sandy will be able to give a little bit more color to. But we generally like to keep our members, the realtors in Greenwich, informed of legislative issues and upcoming elections, especially as it relates to home ownership and property rights. And so this year, we've partnered with the League to keep our members informed, but also to help our members work with their clients who may be new to town. And we know there are quite a few of them this year or the past 2 years now with the way the market has gone. And just for them to help get the word out about ensuring that they're registered to vote in a new location, because it can be one of the last things that you think of when you move. And now with an upcoming municipal election, it is more important than ever for new residents in town to be getting involved.
Sandy, how is the League of Women Voters getting the word out?
Well, we've done it in a lot of different ways. Number one, we have a major event that's occurring on a Monday at 1 o'clock, which is a Zoom discussion with our town registrars. And that is being distributed through the local media and through email and to our direct mailing list. And we're working with a variety of partners in town who are sharing that information through their means as well. The YWCA, the YMCA, Neighbor to Neighbor, almost every major agency in town will be communicating with their clientele. The key thing I think that most people don't really think about, but there are some peculiarities about voting in Greenwich. I mean, what is the Board of Estimate, for example? And how do I vote for it? There are 12 people on the ballot, and I don't get to choose who the person is because all 12 will be elected. How does that actually work? And so we want to have this session on Monday with the registrars that explain the process. How do you vote for these key agencies and, you know, the members of the Board of Education as well as the RTM? So, that's what we're doing to get started with National Voter Registration Day.
And I know, Sandy, I mean, you're a former board chair. A lot of turnover this year on the Board of Education, so you want people to be aware of that, right, as they vote?
Yes, and then on the Republican side, there are four candidates for two seats, and that there we will be holding a debate in conjunction with the PTA Council and the Greenwich Alliance for Education to hear the views of those candidates. That will be on October 19th. We actually have three debates scheduled in the month of October for these various races. Anyone who is interested in attending them can also register on our website, which is lwvgreenwich.org. The other thing that we're trying to do is we published yesterday, it's on our website under candidate information, our voter's guide, which is available on a digital as well as a hard copy downloadable platform, the views of all the candidates for public office, Board of Selectmen, and Board of Estimate, Board of Education, as well as other town boards and positions as well. And many people take advantage of that medium to learn their views, to learn what the views are of the candidates. So we're doing a lot. This is our hot season. It's right before election. We try to do as much as we can to inform voters.
I'm sure. And Stacy, what's the Greenwich Association of Realtors doing? Do realtors hand out these guides when they're showing houses or what?
Well, that's a great idea. They absolutely should. The best thing that we can do is help get the information out. Everything that Sandy just talked about, we've been sending it out to our members, posting it on our member portal, posting it on social media. So we're asking our members and the public to do the same to help get the word out. And really, that's what it's all about, is just the word of mouth and making sure that people are aware that these dates are upcoming and that these events are upcoming.
Sandy, can you go over those registration numbers again in Greenwich you mentioned right at the top?
You mean in terms of the number of people who are registered to vote, that kind of information?
Yeah, because I guess the reason was is that I thought that with last year's election, there were just the people pouring in to register to vote, so I thought the registration numbers would be very high.
Well, you know, a lot has changed, over the winter and so on with COVID and many new residents to town. But the critical thing, I think, to know is that last October was a presidential election, and turnout in those years is always very high. And then, there's so much publicity about that through the national media and through our, newspapers and so on. When it comes to local elections, though, people kind of, glaze over and they, figure that it's not that important. But actually, the local elections are more important for local decision-making than any other office. And sometimes the turnout for those local decisions, decision-making elections, is very poor. And it can be under 50%. And that is really unacceptable. I mean, when you think about if you have a concern about your taxes, if you have a concern about your schools, if you have a concern about infrastructure in town, those decisions happen at this election. So I implore local residents of all persuasions. I mean, elections have consequences. And so it is really incumbent upon all of us to accept our civic duty and to vote even every time you have the opportunity to do so. And this year, it is a municipal election year. The decisions that will be made will affect their lives directly.
Sandy, there was a lot of talk during last election about absentee ballots, early voting, things like that. What's the status of Election Day this year?
Those laws are determined by the Connecticut Secretary of State. That's election law. And the legislature has passed a law that permits anyone who has a concern for their own safety this year to vote absentee. And the same limitations apply also, if you can't be there, if you're sick, if you're in military service, if you're out of the country, all those reasons still apply. And you can get an absentee ballot, not a ballot, but the application for it online. It goes to the town clerk's office, and you will receive a ballot in the mail. I myself voted absentee for the August 17th election for the state Senate. Again, another off-year, off-time election, very poorly participated in by our local public. And it's really important that we up those numbers to the level they were for the presidential election. Actually, they should be higher.
All right. I want to thank Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, Sandy Waters with the League of Women Voters of Greenwich for joining me this morning. And again, National Voter Registration Day coming up on September 28th. That is next Tuesday. just a few weeks before Election Day. Stacy and Sandy, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much, Tony.